Second Mishnah. Kol sheyesh bo yediyah b'tchil v'yediyah v'soyf v'hel b'tayim v'harei zeh v'oil v'yoyl. We're now talking about the halachas of korban. So it says, which korban? A korban that one brings for going into Beis Mikdash tamei or eating kol shem when he's tamei. So if he knew in advance it was usher to do this act, and he found that at the end he did the act, but in the middle he forgot that it was usher, either because he didn't know this was the Mikdash, or he didn't know that he was tamei. All these cases, he brings the regular korban, the chatas, which changes its state depending on his monetary abilities. If he's wealthy, he brings an animal, and if he's less wealthy, he brings bird offerings, and if he's less, he brings flower offerings. If he knew about it in advance, that it was, and then he forgot, and he didn't have an idea at the end, he never found out about that he did that there, so obviously he can't bring a regular korban, because he doesn't know he did that there. But for that story, story that was brought in the time of the Beis Hamikdash in Yom Kippur, that story would give a partial kapara together with Yom Kippur, Achi Vodaloi, until he finds out, and then Yavi Ba'oil of Yoy, and he finds out eventually he'll bring the Korban Yoy. What he gains out of this toilet is that he doesn't have to have the Assyrian, he doesn't have painful experiences.